We're trying to record. We're trying to do YouTube.
We got a green screen right here for y'all.
Green screen. We're gonna put some little graphics up. How this is gonna turn out? Listen. It's a lot gonna be going on, but we're gonna get it going on. That's all that matters.
In the movement of evolution of my conversation, we want to do a little more. And this is what more looks like for you guys. So
here we are.
Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, so what's popping for this year end? What are we going to do? We're just going to run down some things that we would like to talk about that have gone on this year with ourselves and other people's business too, some celebrity business.
Of course.
I mean, you know, come on, y'all. We got to kiki. We got to kiki a little bit. It's some people's stuff that I don't want to get in their business, but...
Here we are.
Some people's stuff I'm going to dip in their business.
Also, do you want to roll into the first topic or do you want to... How do you want to do this? Do you want to do somewhere you... Where have we been?
Yeah, where have we been? Okay, so y'all look. Here's the thing. We're working this podcast stuff out. You know what I mean? We got y'all with the audio most of the time. And now we're trying to add a little video in. I have ADHD. So I'm crazy a little bit.
Don't say that. That's what? Like...
That's not the way that it's
supposed to say. Don't offend people. You should.
Okay, because I don't mean it. It's negative. It's not negative. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry, y'all. Please forgive me. What I mean is I have ADHD.
What do you have?
ADHD.
ADHD. ADHD. I think, honestly, anybody who was born before the internet stage... Got a little touch.
No, some of y'all was getting stuff done.
Having families and
carrying on. Life. I'm blocked. I did some stuff need to come out my head. But anyway,
just a little piece. You want just a little piece?
I'm dead. Well, my point about saying that is that I've been all over the place. So
I'm trying to.
He trying to get the blunt in. I'm trying to yammer on. We're not. The comms are not up.
They are.
We gotta get the comms up.
All right. Most of the time when we are on the same page, our comms are up.
The comms are up. And if not...
Comms are down.
The comms are down. Mm. But y'all, listen, the goal of this podcast is for us to kind of like... This is like what our group chat is like. You know, we FaceTime and smoke blunt with each other and just kiki about what's going on in our lives, what's going on today. So we just want to kind of like share that experience. So that's... That's what we're trying to do over here. So... I think I got a little off topic. We were supposed to be talking about what's been going on with us.
ADHD.
And listen, shout out to Renee Rapp. That's where we got that from. If you go watch Terrell's show on YouTube.
The way your mind works is fascinating.
ADHD. ADHD.
That's what she doing. She said ADHD. So, anyway. Yeah, let's get started. Let's get started with some hot topics. Let's start with some hot takes.
And where I've been at.
Oh, yeah, huh? How you been doing and where you been at, Justin?
This is what I deal with.
We're rusty.
No, you just don't give a fuck. That's all. Jesus. No. I've been here.
You've been here what?
I'm still
here.
Here.
I'm still... What y'all know about that?
I'm still here.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. Still here.
You did working. All that to say you're still here?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. More come later.
You've been working a lot?
Not this year.
Okay.
That strike kind of...
A strike. See, we got that on the list.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about that right now?
No.
Okay, let's start. When I said, let's get started with the list, that's when we should have got started with the list. But instead, you was trying to get on me about, like, I ain't
what
care you about
did
you.
Was skip over a major character in the play.
All right.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I apologize.
She don't give a fuck, y'all.
Please forgive me.
All right. So now you're ready to pick up the mic?
I'm ready to pick up the mic, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. So we have
the mic. I hope you like my voice on this mic.
Did you see how it changed when we picked them up, ladies and gentlemen? All right. So, first on the list, what you want to do? So, what we do is...
We skipping around or are we going...
I like to skip around. I like to skip around.
Libra energy. Big Libra energy. Skip around.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hot. Skip.
Okay, so let's not start at the top. It's very heavy at the top. We'll go back up there.
That's a lot of...
It's a lot of heavy business on this person.
So you were talking about Terrell. Another podcast that we thoroughly enjoy is Mr. Mason Betha and Cameron Giles.
Cameron Giles and Mason... Listen, I just want to say to y'all, I don't really give a fuck about sports. I don't really know anything unless Justin tells me who it is. He'll tell me something and I'm like, oh, him? Okay, he fine. Something like that. That's be what I know about it. You're telling me stats and I'm telling him he's cute. So. But anyway, I feel like...
They have a pulse. They have a good pulse on like...
A good pulse.
What is going on in sports.
And a tone, like their tone of like comedy. It's like a good good timing.
You can tell they're friends, like us.
Yes, you
like can. They mesh well. They do. Even the girl in there, I'm really like.
I'm gonna just go ahead and say neither here nor there. I don't really.
I love Cameron.
Cameron. I love both of them. I feel like they're very comfortable up there, and just. It fits, yo. Like, I don't know. I would care about watching sports until I watch their podcasts and I don't care about what they talk about. I'd be like, ooh, okay, who's that? What? Cameron, the way he tells stories.
It's funny.
Hilarious.
It's a good one. So, did you hear about the, you actually sent it to me, so I can't be like, did you hear about it?
You better not, did you hear me? Because let me tell you something. You hate when I do that to you.
Yeah.
But anyway, I sent you a TikTok of a clip.
That's always a good segue. I was trying to look for a good segue.
Right. Okay. Well, let me help you out. Here's the blunt, too. Go ahead and light that for this blunt conversation.
All right. Cool.
So I sent you a clip of Cameron doing an interview, one of those sports podcasts. And the guys.
His podcast, by the way.
No, it was not. No.
He was on there.
He was not. That wasn't his podcast. That was him on someone else's podcast.
Oh, okay.
The guy. What was the guy that was really vocal during George Floyd's? He's a basketball player.
Oh yeah.
He's in that interview.
Okay.
So it's probably his podcast or whatever.
The one that looked like him.
Well, just like him.
Okay, it's like his cousin, I think.
Yeah. Like that. Anyway, they were asking him, I mean, he was telling a story about...
It's like his cousin. I'm sorry. I don't know that for sure.
But it seemed like it. They looked just alike.
Uncle.
But no, he was telling a story about back in the day when he was like first got signed. He was at a party in LA and Halle Berry was there.
No. What? He was in Santa Monica. He just got done playing basketball.
Where is Santa Monica located?
You said at a party.
Oh, I thought you was getting on me saying Santa Monica, Santa LA. I'm like, what?
On the beach.
Okay, goofy. Well, on the
beach. So anyway.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, because...
Did you know the story? Let me tell it.
All right, go ahead.
I love Halle Berry, right? So one day I was just getting a record deal. So we just got finished playing basketball in LA. I'm at the ATM and niggas is like, yo, it's Halle Berry next to you. I got no haircut. I got no shirt on. I'm like, yo, let me talk to you real quick. She's like, no. You have to relax. I'm like, hear me out. So she walked into her car mad fast. And I'm following her, but I had a cassette tape. My promo was cassette tapes at the time before CDs came out. So I'm like, at least let me just give you my tape. So she rolled the window down this much. There was a nigga in the passenger seat. Laid back. I slid the shit through there and gave her my fucking, my promotion. It wasn't my album. It was one of them shits, but it got like the snippet songs on it.
The deck.
So I gave her that shit. So like, 6 years later, I'm platinum and all this other shit. I'm at the American Music Awards, and I'm in there with mad niggas, Nelly in there. I'm in there with fucking Tyson Beckford, Lorenz Tate, all these people coming up to me, Cam, I love you. So Lorenz Tate like, yo, my nigga, I fuck with you, nigga. You one of my favorite. Yo, you my nigga, yo, for years. You know, I was me in the passenger seat with Holly when you slid the joint there. I said, that was you, my nigga. So I sent the bitch to the ATM, go grab a couple dollars, and she don't know, I grabbed the CD out the bitch here, and I don't know what the fuck this is. I said, Yo, nobody else knows this story. That was fucking.
Yo, that's crazy, bro.
Tape, that's that shit was
crazy,
wild.
Dog.
I just thought that was like, how many celebrities can have that kind of story?
And it's very natural.
And it's for real.
Can you scoot back just a skosh back?
No.
Yes. Because you in here. You in here.
Justin. Let's come this the here. Last time that you're going to have a critique about something? Because the audio is not going to be edited.
I don't care.
All right. So that's not a problem. We're going to move on to the next thing. So... Mason Cameron, we done with them? Anything else about them? They're good sports podcasters. I'm with it. That's all I have to say.
They have a good vibe. And so did you, Terrell, did you want to talk about that?
Terrell who?
The podcast that he has. And he has everybody, he had the Girls of Destiny on there. Except for
Beyonce. Oh yeah, let's talk about that. They were great on there. I thought that was a good ending of his season for his podcast to have all the girls on there.
Me too.
And everybody had that little moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I feel like it was good entertainment. LaToya was singing.
Was.
You know what I mean? Kelly was singing.
I think Kelly was the one that had the most like normal, regular episode. It was like not a special.
Yeah. And he made her sing more than everybody else. He kept being like, and...
Okay, here we go. The word is lover.
Lover?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a lover. I want to be the only one to let you come. Right, I want to be a lover. Right? Oh, we love friends. I want to turn you on all night long, make you shout. Oh, lover. Yeah.
I
love that.
I think that's it. I love that. Too bad I got to buzz you. Buzz!
No, I don't like that one. I don't want that one. I want another one. Try again? No. I'm going to give you a big old hymn.
Okay.
It's your song.
It is?
Yes.
Lover.
Oh, Kelly, Kelly, Kelly.
Oh, one lover. Don't you dare slow down.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, that one.
No, that little old song. Yeah.
I was like.
Motivate me.
Oh, let's see. Go longer.
Yes.
You can last more rounds. Push harder. You're almost there now.
Yeah.
So go, lover. Go, lover.
My Sing, best. Kelly.
Make mama proud.
And when we're done.
I don't want to feel my leg.
Yeah, I guess I'm done with that. You ready for something else?
Your flow. It's giving me the blues. It's giving me the blues. You done with that? We're not supposed to be going down the list like this. This podcast is very rusty, you guys. Just kind of like the year. The year has been a little rusty crusty.
Rust bucket.
A little rusty crusty.
So,
Ooh, let's stick with the light stuff. Let's go with sexy red. You know? Her? No, I don't. And I feel like, why has she caused so much uproar?
Because she's... Never mind.
Go ahead and be truthful. Tell your truth.
She got a little tag on it.
She got a little what?
Tag.
What's tack?
E.
Oh, tacky.
I mean, I'm be honest.
Okay.
And people don't like that. People don't.
What's tacky, though?
Her rainbow outfits and hair.
Who cares?
That's No. Is it that you don't care or is it not tacky? Let's give me the one or the other.
It's her look, though. So
is red rainbow tacky or not to me? Yes. Yes. So
yes. Is you said is rainbow tacky?
No. Her red rainbow outfit.
Oh, okay.
Be tacky.
She be tacky. And so you feel like that's what people problem with her is that she be dressing tacky. I don't think that's the problem.
Oh, well.
I feel like maybe that's one layer of it, like a sprinkle spackle.
But what's going in the crust? What you think?
I think the real tea is people feel like she's ghetto and she talks about shit that stereotypical ghetto girls talk about, like that they think ghetto girls talk about. You understand what I'm saying? Like she's having fun in her music and saying stuff like, Fuck my baby dad. I'm a fine ass bitch. I ain't in the house sad. Fuck my baby dad. So, I mean, it's, you know, like,
what? I feel like she got a catch on it. It's a catch. It's very catchy.
It's very catchy.
What is the
word? And it's also very what? Relatable. How many bitches want to say, fuck my baby dad?
Hands on your knees.
Let that coochie breathe. I just feel like everybody's a little too critical. Like, at the end of the day, the bitch is having fun. Niggas have said worse, dumber shit on records. And they become number one.
Now shake that ass for me.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Very simple.
I like it.
Catchy. I can sing along. I kind of relate. I want to let my coochie breathe. You know what I mean?
Bend over.
And what's the other song where she says, bow, 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 bow. That's that booty meat. Hello? Yeah.
There you go.
I want to say booty meat. So I don't, you guys, I don't know, you guys. I'm not really getting the uproar like your kids singing Pound Town. Who cares? I'm sorry. I don't. They'll be all right. Just like I was when I was singing some shit that I shouldn't have been singing. I still went to school and knew better not to say something.
Ain't no fun. I knew that whole song. We were singing on the back of the bus.
And they talking about balls and all kind of stuff. So.
Guess who's back in the motherfucking house?
With a fat dick?
For your motherfucking mouth.
Forget it. Let's stop. Pound Town. Like, who cares? So anyway, that's how I feel about this Sexy Red discourse.
Yeah.
She's the anti-black.
Them of that now, right? Mm-hmm. You know what you're saying? Mm-hmm. And that was, there was discourse. Maxine Waters was burning.
She was mad at Tupac and everybody.
Yeah.
But you know what? There are 900 more men saying 900 dumber, more degrading, crazy shit.
That's your feminist coming out right now.
But it's also my truth. It's also the truth. So I don't understand the uproar as if, like, when people are saying, oh, she's ruining the black community. They're planting her there. But no, she's just a bitch having some fun getting a record deal.
A bitch.
It happens.
Okay.
No disrespect when I say a bitch. She know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Okay. So I just, let's be clear. Let's clear that up.
I'm just saying.
All right. Megan, since we're talking about girl rappers. Let's run them down the list. I'm glad that she came out.
Me too. I'm glad she came back and she looks like healthy and maybe in a better mental space. I think that her ex nigga is fucking with her by making the song and doing all that shit he's doing, stirring the pot of the blogs.
To remain relevant, because you're not with Megan anymore.
Right.
And you're not going to come out and say you write people's raps, so.
Megan the person.
You're going to have to.
I thought that was really corny. And I think that he's talented. I just thought Megan the person. Like, and then it's like a public spat.
You like her still. That's what it is.
That's what it seems like.
You still want to have
something. She is fire, though. So, I get it. Like, I get it.
Yeah. So, did you, she was one of the only people that was featured in our girl's concert.
She was.
Her and Kenny.
Are we going to skip on to Beyonce?
Might as well.
Beyonce.
So.
Concert. Let's start there.
Guys.
I was crying tears from the first song when she came out.
No, time out. Let's go back to the beginning of how they had a raffle and they were selecting names. Mm-hmm. I didn't get picked. Mm-hmm. I didn't have no ticket.
Right.
I almost ain't go.
Right.
But, you know, you was about to grab my drink again?
Uh-huh. No. Mistake.
No.
Mm-mm. Anyway, all back right. to your ticket.
I didn't have a golden ticket.
Right.
I was not Charlie.
No, nor was I.
But had a friend. Had a friend in Jesus.
Had a friend in Jesus.
And like he said, he gonna make a way. Jesus gonna make a way.
And he did right at the last minute, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Had a friend who had a couple extra tickets.
Had a best friend. Shout out to the other April.
Her name is April as well.
Had a great time. I can't wait to green screen some concert business right here for you.
Justin!
Hey. I had a moment. So you know how you'd be like, I got ADHD.
Yeah.
And I got da 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 da.
You got it too, is what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
I'm just saying, it seemed like.
Okay. So but can anyway, you give me some
grace? Back to Beyonce.
I got the ticket and we got to go, right?
That you did all of that to say you got the ticket and we got to go. I thought you was back to the beginning. You was going to every detail. You're cutting up tonight. I don't know what it is.
I
don't know.
I feel like...
You're cutting up. So, we got the tickets at the last minute. April let us get some tickets. She bought some people fell through. We got the tickets.
Yeah.
We went in Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Yes.
I think we won, though.
We won the mute challenge. I don't give a fuck what everybody was talking about. I feel like we did. Y'all was cute or whatever, but...
We won.
We definitely won. But anyway, I was trying to talk about the feeling of when she first came out and started singing. It just was very nostalgic. And it was just like, Beyonce, hey girl, I'm about to cry a little bit. Like, I didn't know you was coming to hang out with me tonight. Just keep you know what I'm
she
saying?
She said, hey guys. I stopped through.
I mean, I know I paid for this ticket, but I just feel like... Okay, Justin.
You the one that made me take a shot of Terramana before we start this, so I'm feeling...
You should have.
Feeling good, feeling great. So anyway, concert was awesome.
Concert was fucking awesome. You guys know. Concert you know the discourse awesome. On the concert. The concert was a great energy. It was fun. The bitch was singing her face off. For the whole time.
Lips off.
So, she's like the best to do the vocals live. She's one of the best. There's some more greats out there, but I'm just saying she's one of the best. Usher does his thing. Let's parlay to Usher ending his Vegas residency.
We ain't gonna talk about the movie.
Can we skip back? I thought about Usher when I said he's another great.
I'm kind of salty I didn't get to go.
Me too.
Cause we really
can skip that. Let's go back to the Renaissance movie because I am
mad. Fuck that.
So anyway, the concert for Beyonce was excellent.
We love Usher though. Let's clear the air on that.
No, we love Usher.
It was because we didn't get to
it's
go.
Just, it's emotional.
It's a sensitive subject. Yeah. And I'm not looking at you guys because I like want to look over here.
They don't
give a fuck.
Looking at you, thinking where you're looking. They're not.
I know, but I can just sit here and watch me.
You guys, the weed must be real good today because weed is all over the place. Okay? The blood conversation is blunt. Anyway, we back to Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The concert was fucking incredible.
Epic.
Then she was like, let's put this movie out. We went to that.
Which, if you were at the concert or went to a concert or saw clips from the concert,
you saw all the cameras.
You saw that.
She was filming something.
Something was coming.
Right.
And what I loved about the movie was that you actually got to see the concert, no matter where you were at. Like, it was like an up-close and personal view of the concert.
Yeah. That's why I feel like I got to see parts that I wasn't able to kind of, like, pay attention to the most when I was there. It would be like, oh, this was the jam right here. This was the jammy part. You know what I mean? It wasn't a lot of people in my theater, so I had a good time just chilling and watching it. It wasn't all of that.
There was, like,
that.
Five people at mine.
All that clapping and carrying on I saw on social media, I was like, no, I want to go to the quiet one where I get to just enjoy it myself. So that I went like 3:00, like an old person.
That does like a 3:45 show.
And it was excellent.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yep. So, it was very inspirational. I'm sorry, I keep on like cutting off and trying to go to the next thing. But, I feel like it was very, to see how much she actually puts into it.
So much work.
Yeah.
I thought it was
she
interesting.
She actually like ran the whole show.
I thought it was interesting. It was some TikToks that I saw where people were like, or YouTube videos where they're like reviewing the movie and it's like a bunch of guys. And they were saying like, my girlfriend made me go see this. But I never really like cared why she liked Beyonce. But after this movie, she does everything, dog.
Beast.
She does everything, dog. Like, she's like, I'm like, wow. I'm glad. Yes. That's how we all feel. That's how she does us all.
Biggity.
Why am I biggity?
Not them. Not you, them.
Oh, them. Yeah. You didn't think the black girl was doing all the work. that black woman is doing it.
A lot.
Absolutely. So yeah, inspirational. I felt like it gave me a little pep in my step of go for your ideas, like go all the way. Like, don't fuck around with it. Because she wants everything to be the way she sees it with her Virgo self.
Great. It does.
Great Virgo energy.
Awesome. What do you think next?
Jonathan Majors. What happened, John? They said you was, they said you was asking that girl to be Coretta Scott King. Do you believe in my dreams like Coretta, bitch? He was practicing for a part.
But I think he went out and got his Michelle Obama.
Oh, one Miss Megan Good?
I meant one Miss Megan Good.
Yeah, she, I mean, yeah. He was already on, I'm sure they was already on lines about that, right? I'm just saying.
They was keeping tabs on each other.
Yeah, somebody.
They was friends.
Why was Miss Mamas in the car running after that phone? Miss Mamas was on the run. Okay, did you see the video?
No, I didn't see.
That's the she whole tea. Is he was? She was chasing him. He was running away. Remember?
And she put her, like, in, put her in danger.
She was like, I saw what was on that phone. I want to see. I'm gonna give it here.
And put her in danger. So that's why she. That's why he was found guilty.
No, he was found guilty of basically not intentionally trying to harm her, but harming her, like, yeah, and trying to get his phone back.
Yeah, but not.
Like, but not like beating her.
No.
So.
But lost that job though.
Right.
I feel like they. They said Disney had their finger hovering over the send button.
Yeah.
As soon as they heard the news, they was like, get up out of here.
Oh, no, oh. Justin. I'm going to have to just find a way to mute that.
No, but.
What? Yeah. Like, you're going to get a shutdown on our first YouTube video. The hell? Sorry. Anyway.
Sorry.
We're gonna. I can't mute it in here. You said it on the pod, on the audio podcast. We're gonna get in trouble. But anyway, skipping over that. I don't know what happened, John. I'm sorry that
you should have added a flag.
What does that mean? Oh. How would I know when you just popped out with it? Can't flow so naturally.
Sorry.
It flows so naturally.
Is that the top?
Crazy ass.
Is that the top?
Anyway, Mr. Majors, all hope all is well. I hope
you're gonna come out.
You come out on top. You are. You'll find some more stuff to be in. You know what I mean? You'll be fine.
Damn.
Yeah.
But that quantum.
I mean,
shit.
He was on a trajectory, on a good trajectory. He went and had to deal with that. I'm sorry about that. Sorry to this man. I'm good. Sorry to this man. So anyway, moving on from Johnny May. Jonathan, Mr. Jonathan Majors.
Let's go to another Jonathan. Ain't his name Jonathan?
Who?
Simone Biles' husband. Josh? John? Joey. Let's start with a J.
J? Is it J?
We'll have to research that. Do you want to research it?
Mm-mm.
Damn, this is the time where we need an assistant producer or something.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, well.
Mr. Simone Biles' husband. And her were on a podcast, one of those sports podcasts. It would be nice if we knew which one.
Mm-hmm. We don't know none of these podcasts.
Listen, we just yamparing. We this like I said, this is like the text thread with your friends where you're just like, that niggas was on that podcast talking shit.
Did you see that?
Did you see that shit?
Did you see what you said though?
I said nigga.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, see.
Okay, so anyway. Sorry about that, y'all.
The people in Japan, they're going to be like, what? Okay.
You guys, Simone Biles' husband and her were on this podcast. Well, I think it was just him really, but she was in the background.
Simone Biles' husband.
That's what I said.
You said Simone Biles. Her.
Ooh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Her husband and her were on the podcast. And he made a comment. They asked him how to... He pulled Simone Biles. He made a comment.
Okay. So So look, he went in this long story of basically he didn't have any contact with her. Like, he didn't have contact with the outside world.
You're
so
back.
Oh,
let's back up.
All right. So he said he gave his story, and when he, at the end of his story, the people on the podcast was like, yeah, because so you was the catch, right?
Right.
Gassing this boy's head up.
Yeah, but the one dude on the podcast, the little light-skinned dude, mm-hmm. the mixed dude, mm-hmm. that usually is the troublemaker, is actually the one with the most, like, that was the most, like, how did you pull her? And after they were, like, trying to gas him up, he was like, no. Simone Biles. Like, how did you pull her? Because she is right. Simone Biles. I don't want to hear all this other bullshit you talking about. Like, he was giving that vibe. Like,
yeah.
This little motherfucker can flip better than you and da-da-da-da. Like, you'll never be... He actually said you'll never be as good of safety as she is as a flipper. So, he had to knock it down to flipper, but still.
Flipper.
Regardless, I'm saying, like, he was the one with the energy of, like, what he was trying to say about the question. And, oh boy, gave a little kind of, like, I mean, I didn't know who she was.
Anyway, I don't know.
Die kenne ich nicht.
They're both okay. Cool
well, you know
that.
What? I'm guilty of not watching the whole thing. Like,
and I see, and I sent you the clips,
and, yeah,
so you can see he did tell a good story. It was more to the story than just I didn't know her. He wasn't giving her Mariah Carey vibes. I never knew her. He did mention that he didn't know who she was, like that she was a famous gymnast. She's kind of the most. One of the most famous gymnasts. Like,
most decorated. She's the best.
She's a really good athlete.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of corny that you're, like, making it seem like she was chasing me, even though she was. Okay? She was.
So, that's the bottom line, really.
She was. And
she
I
liked
mean,
that boy.
And that's what matters.
What our best
that's her
say?
Husband.
That's her husband, first of all.
That's that lady husband.
He got light eyes.
He do.
She like him.
She like him, all that matters. Like, and so everybody's in an uproar and a tizzy because the man said he didn't know her. He didn't know her, okay? You know, he didn't know she was most decorated, whatever. I'm sorry, Justin. That He knew. You knew who the fuck she was.
That's the bottom line. That's what I'm
saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You knew who the fuck she was, and you know what he's asking you. How did you pull somebody who's that has this, like, you know, these accolades? Not how was she trying to chase you down? And you, why are you pointing that out? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Like, you could have just left that part out and just said, we was on the dating app and I met her and we fell in love.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You didn't, so.
You know what I'm saying?
You got chewed up by.
And you let the internet go ablaze. And you know what? It's all good. Cause she is happy, and she said, "Leave her alone." That's her man. She said, "We gonna call her Mrs. What's his name? Mrs. J.
Put him right there. Put the name too.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Cool.
Him.
Cool beans. Him.
All right. So let's get down this list, cause We
we're getting a along. Off. We're moving along.
All right,
you guys. Northwest is bad as fuck.
She bad. Okay,
I know y'all think it's cute that she be coming for Kim. She be sunning her. She do be sunning her and be like.
It'd be funny though.
Cause when Kim said,
but she bad.
Wait a minute. When Kim said,
she got a lot of Kanye on her.
A lot. But anyway, Kim told a story one time in an interview and said, "Listen. North is my karma because, like, we'll be in the public bathroom, like, we're just trying to get by." She'd be like, "Kim Kardashian's in here. Kim Kardashian's in the bathroom." I said, I will mollywop her head to the door. But down. What the fuck is wrong with you? Abusive. I'm sorry.
Man.
But that kills me. That was so funny to me. I said, yeah, she is. She crazy. But you be letting her talk crazy.
Yeah.
You let her talk crazy. It's very clear.
Yeah.
Very clear. You let her talk crazy. Which, I mean, listen, no judgment. Y'all, listen, no judgment. No judgment, girl. You let your kid, let her be free. Let Miss Mama say what she needs to say. Get it out. But I'm sure, you know, we don't get to see their lives. I'm sure Kim be like, if you don't shut that mouth, That's enough.
She got four of them, so I know she.
I know she be when giving she do it, North. That's enough. When she was chewing on that onion.
You're just going to eat an onion like an apple. This is what she does, people. She eats veggies like.
I said, this, she's bad. Because what? My mama would have said, now you know. Now you just doing that to be crazy. Do you need some medicine? Is what my mama would say.
My mom would have snatched it and hit me with it.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Eating a whole onion.
What's wrong with your ass?
I can't do nothing with it. You know my mama. That's
now I can't even cook with it. With your stupid ass.
And see, my mom really, like, back in the day when we did, she didn't cuss as much as she does now. Right. So she used to just be like.
Going in.
Yeah. Not cussing. Ooh. Even worse.
But still going in on you. I just know it. But anyway, that's how I feel about Northwest. Like, she be living her life, man.
Like, it's golden.
Good God. She do be giving Kim her.
She be living business. Like a, what is the word?
A Kardashian?
Well, okay. Boom. Got that. Boom, boom. Next.
Biggity, boom, boom.
All right.
Who else we got? You guys, this one's heavy. Let's go ahead and get it out the way.
The gender wars.
Yeah. Gender.
Let's say that.
Gender wars.
Before we get canceled, let's, you know, for your friends cancel us.
Okay. You know what?
Let's wait. Let's get you a good 30, 40 minutes in before you'd be like, nope.
No thanks.
Yeah. So, gender wars. How do you feel about this?
I feel like people make content about, you know, the one gender, like women that make content that's like, men are doing this, men are doing that, men are doing this, men are doing that. And I'm just saying, like, you do all of that, and the nigga's still, like, he's still gonna
be.
There's gonna be
some. You are dropping in bombs. Very Ooh. Heavy. Like, see.
Sorry, guys. This is heavy on my spirit.
This is the thing.
Ninjas. Ninjas.
Maybe you can,
We'll be ninjas.
Maybe it'll edit itself. But, Yikes. What I wanted to say is, I thought gender wars was more like men acting like bitches. Mm. Well, I didn't say N-words though.
Either way.
Okay, good. And bitches acting like men.
I mean, that's one of the things they war about. But they're warring about everything. Like everything that
they're
happens.
They're warring.
The warriors are warring. Like, everything is a war. Like, well, men are always, and women are supposed to.
I saw one of them psychos say something about Love Jones was like, he was stalking her.
I saw that too, and I thought, I'm old. Because you know what? Ladies, I'm
Y'all don't even got no record shop to even be at. So shut the fuck up.
You don't know what romance is anymore.
I don't know, sorry.
He was stalking her a little bit. But it's
a little
okay.
bit. But I mean, how he was going to get her?
How else? Back
he
in the day.
He got to stalk you.
You ain't got no DM. You couldn't send him a DM. Just no. And I gotta figure out where the fuck this bitch is. I want her.
And yeah,
what? I don't know, guys. I can't do. We can't be too woke. That's too woke for me. I'm sorry.
Too woke. It's too woke. Too woke. For me.
I hear ya. It's stalking, but it's. I'm not mad at it.
Are hollering.
Oops, sorry.
Jesus Lord. All right.
Is it just me hollering?
Just right now?
It was.
So, yeah. It's you.
Sorry about that.
They were born in the street.
Anyway, you're talking about the born in the street with the genders?
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah.
I keep on moving a lot, guys.
We put the gender wars on the list because I feel like it's a lot of situations that, like, let's say Jada and Will. We're not gonna get too much into it, but I'm just saying, like,
I'm so sick of
everybody is so much
shit.
Like, Jada's, she's ruining his life. And
Will talked about the same thing.
In his book.
Yeah.
They're ruining each other's life, if that's the case. You know what I mean? They're doing their thing. I don't understand what the problem is.
They're happy, though.
and rich
as fuck.
So,
and you know, and them kids is, you know,
doing well. They doing whatever well. They want to do. I'll say I'm getting loud again. I'm sorry.
You was very energetic.
It gets upset. I get upset because people be doing whatever they want to do while you're mad because we're not able to. I'm not mad. We can't be mad about it.
Yeah, it's that's just, what the bottom line is.
We gotta figure out how to do what I want to do. But anyway,
that's a struggle.
Yeah.
You know, they've been doing it for a while.
Absolutely.
They've been doing it for a while. It is a lot of it in there. And that I don't want to talk about. So.
Okay, can we talk around that, right? Like they do on TikTok. So, there's a crazy situation going on. No, we can't even talk about it if you're not really, really don't want to talk about it. Then that makes no sense.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll skip over it.
Don't know, but I don't fucking want to skip over it. Just don't want to talk about it. Okay. I'm sick of talking about it. I don't want to be like everybody.
Justin, else. This is not everybody else. It's what's going on in the world right now.
It's going on in the
We're
world.
We're a part of the world.
It's a hot topic.
I mean, but... Okay, you know what?
Yeah, you know, you know what? Now you know what?
I don't want to talk about it. Really
That's
don't.
What I like.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just motherfucking accomplished. Exactly. All right, let's go.
Great job.
All right.
What are we moving on to? Good. You got St. Nick on there. Yeah, and I want to know, what did you want to talk about? Like, what did you want to talk about?
Well, don't act like she ain't dropped an album.
Okay, Nicki Minaj. It's Justin calls her Saint Nick.
I do.
Good old Saint Nick.
That's your nickname?
Yeah. I love Nicki Minaj. Yeah. She's going to be up there. I'm going to do it. I'm going to add her in. But I love me some Nicki Minaj. I think she's a dope-ass rapper.
I do.
She be rapping her ass off. Mm-hmm. I know y'all don't be liking her stuff she be doing because, like, her personality stuff y'all don't be liking. I get it. But she be rapping.
She do rap.
Period.
She do be rapping.
So when it comes to rap conversations, I feel like that's all that matters, right? Mm. No? Mm.
Okay. Yeah. I like her album. That's why I put it on the list. Yeah.
I like it, too. I feel like it has some cuts on it. I feel like she did some smart marketing.
Like, that she putting it out on 4 albums and stuff like that? Is that weird?
I don't know what that part is. I just meant like getting with Kai Cenat boy and getting on the streams and acting.
That's
cool.
How you say that boy's name?
Kai Cenat? That's what I think. I don't know. I might be wrong as hell.
Kai Cente.
Cente! I don't know. How is that spelled? I thought it was like C-E-N-A-T or something.
You know, I just see the scent.
Maybe it's got an E on the end.
The I on the end.
Oh, it's an I on the end? Okay, I'm not sure.
Sinati?
Kai. I know for sure that first name is Kai.
Okay.
Let's stick with that.
Yeah.
So she was on the Kai Boys stream.
He was doing, okay. He Offset friend, right?
I mean, as much as he's Nicki Minaj friend, yes.
Okay, I get it.
Offset was on there too.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So I thought I think both of them were smart to go on there. That's where the kids are. So.
Yeah.
I feel like they both thought well on that. Mm-hmm. But, and I think the album has some cuts on it. I haven't sat with it, though, to be like, oh, I like it, you know?
I feel like she rapping. That's what I'm
glad she back to that. I feel
she
like
be singing a lot, but she be rapping, too.
I do not care for her when she sings.
I care when she raps.
I love when she raps.
I care when she raps. And she rapping like she on features.
Okay, and she be doing that.
You see my face, y'all? Mm.
Yeah.
But she don't be doing her own albums.
Not all the time, but...
So this time she did.
I like it. Me too.
So you might be mad at me for saying that, but hey.
Listen, sometimes...
Saint Nick.
Good old Saint Nick. Saint Nick.
Jolly yo. Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
All right. So, what other music are you liking? Since we're talking about music.
I really love...
What
right
came
now,
out this year?
Alex Isley. Okay. And, what's the boy's name now? It's escaping me. It's Alex Isley.
Destin
and
Conrad.
No, but I love Destin Conrad is another one.
And for,
he plays a saxophone. Oh my God, I can't think of it. Like, he produced the album. It's her and him. Terrace Martin. Huh. I need to get it together.
There you go.
It's Terrace Martin and Alex Isley have a album called I Left My Heart in Ladera. Oh my God. Every song.
I really liked it.
It is a good one.
Thanks for putting me on.
You're welcome.
Love you.
Love you too. What else is new and good that I be listening to? Victoria's album.
Victoria Monet.
Mm-hmm. One Miss Monet.
One Miss. Beautiful.
Jaguar 2, of course. Yes. Bumped the hell out of that.
A whole album though. It's like a from the beginning to the end though.
Yeah, all the way. Another one of those.
What was your favorite on there? Quick.
All right. All right. I'm hypnotized by that melody and I don't know, I just love it.
Last Goodbye.
My 4K titties.
Last Goodbye is my favorite one.
That's a pretty song. Mm-hmm. They're all good songs.
They're all good songs, but that was my favorite.
Yeah. What else is out? I'm trying to think, was there any new hip hop that came out that I was like, ooh, I'm into this. It's a song, that song, Toosie. And 21 Savage, tell a nigga pull up.
Anything with 21 Savage, I'm on it.
I do love 21, so if he featured on something, I'm like, who's that? I don't care, I like it.
Yep.
So yeah, but that pull up song with Toosie.
He's on my favorite rapper right now.
And
it's 60 minutes, so let's keep an eye on the clock. We got 50 minutes left.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just saw the message and I was saying it out loud. I'm sorry.
It's not a problem now.
Oh, it was a problem before.
No, what I'm saying is you keep talking about it. So we can move on from the messages you're receiving. You know? So what else? No, but what other music we got? Because that's it for our list.
Mm-mm.
What else is on there? Oh my God! The thing that we did—that was at the top of the list—that we didn't want to start with.
Yeah. So
let's go out with it because it ain't but 15 minutes left.
Ooh, we got a lot to talk about.
Y'all, okay? No, not really. Watch it be real quick and short. Diddy and Cassie, 24 hours, and he said,
"Here's your money." So look, you keep on saying he said, but she sued companies,
mm-hmm.
and companies made that decision.
They did. Well, so what I mean by he said, you know, I'm just kicking and ha-ha, and I just mean the decision was done in 24 hours. They said, we're not going to keep this going. Let's shut this down real quick. Hush up, Cassie. What you need? Let's write the check. What you need, babes?
Sit across that table.
I think also that there was some type of decline of whatever she asked for, and she said, cool beans.
We're going to go out here.
Let's go and put it in the public.
Let's start entertaining tonight.
So then she probably went for a higher amount too. Like, hey, since you're here.
Since I got you on the line. This is what I'm going to do.
Spackle a little more on there. Like,
yeah, I like it better on here. Hopefully it sounds good right here.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. yeah. Because I holding it, I felt like I was like.
There was a lot of.
I'm a goofy.
Oh my God. There was a lot of salacious.
Business going on.
We're not going to detail too much of it. And it keeps on
falling
out
and unfolding, and other people have come forth. And
yeah, and these storylines. Okay, listen. Let's add somebody to the list. What's making Tasha K continue to do what she do? Because she keep getting sued for stuff that she could not be doing.
I thought she lived in Africa.
What does that mean? what does that mean?
She's not in under U.S. jurisdiction.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe so.
I don't know,
but now she got Kevin Hart on her ass.
What she done said about little Shorty Dubai?
His ex-assistant decided to do an interview and say he was framing, he was exposing her, or I don't know, something. He was fucking bitches in the office. They were saying a lot of salacious things. I wanted to not say that. See how it just came out naturally, like, and it was business. No. Y'all, it was a bunch of salacious stuff that I don't know is true, but that's what they were saying.
Oh, that was funny the way, like, it got funnier the way the boy came.
I didn't mean to.
All right.
So, yeah. You guys?
No. What else? So, last year on the podcast, you had your knees getting worked on. How's that?
Oh, my knees. We almost, a year and a half now, huh?
Yeah. And did you quit your job last time we do a podcast?
Maybe I was.
I think on the
but
last.
But guess what?
On the last episode.
Maybe I was, but I did.
You did quit your job?
I did quit my job.
You said FTJ? Fuck that job.
I did.
Okay.
I did. And I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell y'all what. Real quick, inspiring story for you. Mm-hmm. I quit my job. I had this grand idea that I was going
Grandioso.
To do Instacart full time. And I was going to use this freedom, this newfound freedom that I had to do, you know, pursue things that I wanted to pursue. Yeah, I think that we did that for about a good 2 months. And I feel like I lost my mind and I decided that was not for me. Not because Instacart was great, you know, it was fun to shop, just shop groceries and get a little money, right, the same day.
You're a girl Instacart girl.
It was great.
A girl Instacart girl. So that means people were getting the groceries.
They were getting groceries, and they were getting the right ones. Yes.
Guys, Instacart, don't care.
That's what they were saying.
At all.
But the pay was not consistent enough, like my job was, and I was not ready for the adjustment. I was not trying to find another hustle because I was spending so much time hustling the Instacart, but it was not paying out the same. So that was like a whole new issue. Like, oh, so.
The I'm Uber posted. Here with the Tesla, the electric cars, this is a big deal here in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like a lot of people do that. Hmm. And then there's no place to charge them. So they'd be like waiting in line at the Target to try to
get it charged. Wow.
Should be wild.
Well, you know.
Hustlers. I'm a hustler.
Baby.
I'm a hustler.
I was doing a whole nother song.
You better ask about me. Okay.
Anyway, I was not a hustler.
Okay.
And I decided that was not for me. I was tired of trying so hard. And I went back to my job, y'all. I hit them up and said, hey, it's been a few months. Y'all think I could still come back and do my position?
You said. So what's up?
And they said, when can you start? So.
That was me knocking on the table, not the police, guys.
So, yeah. I decided that that was not what I wanted to do, and I went back to my job. I was blessed enough to be able to go back. So.
Thankfully employed, I guess.
Yes, but also just, you know.
Because you didn't, did you leave because you hated it? Or did you want something different?
Wanted something different.
Okay.
I think that my perspective was different during that time. I do.
How's it now?
Much different. Like, I see, I can weather through the things that were annoying me before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My job is very simple. I set up appointments for service. I'm talking about
from the crib.
What time do you want to? What time will you be available? I have this time. If that works, what's your name? Your address? Boom, you have an appointment. See you later. So it's no more deeper than that. Not very much deeper than that for most of the calls. So it's very easy, but it can become very mundane, and you know. It has its things, but it's serving me is the only thing that, you know what I mean, that I appreciate. Like, I work from home. I have a schedule that I appreciate. So I don't have to worry about shit when I'm on the phone calls. In between calls, I can look at whatever I want to look at. So stress-free, you know? Gives me time to work on the other things I want to focus on. You're very unserious while I'm sitting here trying to talk about this. It's very annoying.
Okay.
But anyway, that's yes. Mm-hmm. I quit my job and went back. I was crazy.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
So yeah.
Don't sue us.
Please don't.
This year has been
rocky.
Very, yeah, a little bit. Okay. At best for me. We're gonna definitely have to go over an hour. Mm-hmm. So, I'll start by saying a year and a half ago, I was like, not really feeling that great. Mm-hmm. And like my stomach started hurting. No, it was probably like December mm-hmm. of last year mm-hmm. that I was like, no, I had been dealing with it for a while, actually.
Before December?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so probably a year and a half ago, yeah, then. And I was like, oh, no, I'm fine. Finally, I went to the doctor and...
Finally. Sorry.
Well, no, because I go to my regular doctor. I was supposed to, and I got blood work done, and with that blood work they said like I was anemic, so I had to go to a gastrointestinal mm-hmm. specialist to see what was going on, and that took a long time to get into the gastro GI specialist. So by the time I finally got to the GI specialist, I was even more anemic than I had started out. So I had to go to the hospital, get a blood transfusion. Mm-hmm. And you mm-hmm. came.
I did. And I wanted to kill you in the hospital. You was in the hospital. If you wasn't in the hospital.
That was the first time that I was ever in the hospital, though.
I wanted to kill you.
Yes. I was ready to go.
It was an experience because he was ready to get out of there.
So they ended up giving me 2 blood transfusions.
Think about this. I want y'all to think about this. Hear me out with this. 2 blood transfusions. Like, we're not telling all the details of things going on, right? But when you hear the words blood transfusions, like people losing blood, right? So they need blood. But they're concerned not about needing blood and needing to figure out why they need blood and what they need to do about it. They worried about going to work.
I had the blood. It was time to go.
Listen to me. It was not time to go yet. He was cutting up just the same way he's cutting up right now in the hospital. So thank God there was a nurse there who was not having it. She heard us arguing. She heard us arguing and came in and said, "Hey, what's going on in here?" I was like, mom had said something in the hallway.
He better check yourself out.
She said, "You finna check yourself out." I said, "Girl, talk to him." She said,
"You won't do that." And I was like, "All right."
She said, "Not on my shift. What you checking out for? What's going on?"
Mm-mm. She was like, "All right."
So he was cutting up, y'all. So that's the reason I feel that way. But I'm so glad that you're doing better.
Well, no, they didn't. I didn't find out what happened then.
No, you didn't. Okay, I'm sorry.
See? Or did you just cut it off? Like,
no, I wasn't. I just thought I can't say it. I was glad you was doing better.
I wasn't doing better at that point. It got worse, actually.
I meant today, Justin.
It got worse, actually.
Okay, it got worse. Sorry about yelling, guys. I have a problem with that.
Yeah, you be real loud.
Real loud when I get upset. You make me upset sometimes, buddy.
And we even got that one done, so we definitely have to go over now.
Okay.
Okay.
I love how you just, we're sharing everything with them. Go ahead and finish your story about the hospital, please.
I'm making an appointment to get done whatever they wanted me to get done. It was supposed to be a simple procedure. In and out, boom, 4 hours at the most. Mm-hmm. That Monday before the Thursday was surgery, mm-hmm. I have another test ran. And then they find something else mm-hmm. that ends up being a major surgery.
Right.
With 2 of my organs. Mm-hmm. So, 4 hours ended up being 40 days or 40 nights.
No, come on now. You're cutting up.
No, it was like a month, though.
A month?
That after the surgery.
For you to heal from the surgery?
Yeah.
I thought you done skipped to healing 40 days and 40 nights from having the major surgery.
I had a major surgery.
And then you went home.
Close. Yeah.
And then you're saying it took you 40 days and 40 nights to heal up.
Yeah. I was there for 4 days, though.
4 days. That was hard.
Three this time.
Okay. Yeah.
that they're kind of like, what do I gotta do? What do I gotta do? You want me to do a cartwheel down the hallway?
What do I gotta do to get out of here?
Do I gotta run? Do I gotta run? Yeah. So now you can say, I'm glad that you're all right.
I'm glad you're all right. You get on my nerves.
I know. You get on mine. So now we're even. So that was it. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. So we got about 30 seconds. Let's pub our Smashly Banks.
Smashly Banks, we ate at this place in Atlanta called Hungry AF.
It is on the east side.
It is so bomb. I had the pasta, Cajun pasta, I think. Good as fuck.
And wings, right?
And wings. And some kind of punch or some kind of shit. It was good. All of it. Go there and check the shit out.
I had the cheesesteak and wings. And some kind of punch.
And I think I bit your cheesesteak and it was good.
It was good. And it's a big portion, so you have to go hungry as fuck.
Thanks for listening, guys. Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
We did it.